Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. With MLK Day being celebrated on Monday, it is a good time to preview the upcoming Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which takes place from January 22nd to 29th in Long Beach. And what's fun is in addition to restaurants, also gourmet specialty food products are part of this event, as well as some pop-ups, as well as some food trucks. And one of these gourmet specialty food products that I've recently had the chance to taste comes from Extraordinary Banana Pudding. Came into Long Beach in their second location at the end of 2021. And a really high quality and delicious product. And when I heard the story, I really wanted to get the founder, Torin Graves, on the show to talk about it, because this is a career change for him. And with all of that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Torin Graves to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Torin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Torin, I had a chance to visit the Long Beach store a couple of weeks ago, your second location, and your staff is so friendly. And what's really fun is I think you're up to about 30 varieties of banana pudding. And what's fun is you can taste anything. Taking a few steps back, Torin, if we might, this is a career change for you. You were the general manager of Catalina Offshore in San Diego, which for those of us that are foodies, this is the premier seafood supplier in San Diego. Where did you get this crazy idea to open retail locations of banana pudding?
Well, it was kind of just something I wanted to do, you know, since I was a little kid. But make a long story short, I was working full-time, and I started doing pop-ups at Catalina Offshore. And we would market all their customers, and they would come in and be able to try my product. So months and months down the line, I did about four or five pop-ups, and I talked to the owner of the company, and he's like, man, you got something good here. I think you should try to branch out and open something up. So by that time, I was kind of still working full time, and then it just kind of took off over, kind of like overnight.
Wow.
Next thing you know, I was making pudding on the weekends, every weekend, selling it to barbershops, beauty salons, anybody I ran across. Make a long story short, I was able to open up my first location in March 14th, 2020, and it was a golden hit. I mean, I did $500,000 in sales in my first year. So, I mean, it just took off overnight, really.
Pretty impressive, Torin. Now, of course, the greater San Diego area is a big area. How did you choose La Mesa as the site for your first store?
It's funny. I was getting turned down a lot of places. It was like, you know, right before COVID. So I don't know what was going on, but I was just getting turned down a lot of places. And I sent my information to the location in La Mesa, and the leasing guy was like, man, I like the thought of your business. This is awesome. This is how Baskin Robbins started. And I started laughing. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. He's like, I really believe in your product, and I think you got something, man. If you want this location, you can have it. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I ran everything already. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So by that time, I was losing a couple customers. Prior to that, a couple weeks before that, I lost a couple customers because they were calling and asking if I had a location, and I didn't have a location at that time.
Right.
So I wrote all their information down, and I was able to call them exactly when we opened up on our March 14th, 2020 in La Mesa.
And I heard your opening day, Torin, you had lines. So obviously the word got out that something pretty special was happening there in La Mesa.
Yes, it's my great-grandmother's recipe, and it was passed down a few generations, and I got it, kind of came up with all these other flavors. She just started with banana. I do a total of 40 different flavors now. I do banana pudding tacos, pudding filled cupcakes, pudding sandwiches, pudding pops, pudding pies, a little bit of everything with pudding.
Tarn, gotta love it. Now, of course, we're talking about Long Beach and specifically Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. How did you make the jump when you realized, you know, this was a viable concept and La Mesa was doing well? Probably the temptation would have been to do another location in the greater San Diego area. How did you happen upon Long Beach? And I know, you know, Long Beach is delighted to have you, but that was a bit of a leap.
Correct. That was a test for my business. I wanted to see if I was able to be able to scale it in a different community, in a different area. So that was just a test on me, just to see if I'm able to franchise this business, if this business can continue to keep growing. So obviously it has been very good in Long Beach as well. So it was just really a test just to see if I'm able to keep going with this business, you know? And it actually just worked out. I was able to scale it. Black Restaurant Week was great the first year. We started last year, and then this would be the second year. Everything has been great. I can't complain at all, really. She's been great. All the other vendors have been great. Like, everything has been great.
Well, Tarn, you're actually making a couple good points here that I want to expand on. In terms of the Black restaurant community in Long Beach, it is very collegial, and you all try to help each other out. You have a Snowball location, which is a New Orleans item for people that are not familiar with it. It's kind of like a shaved ice affair that's right next door to you, and you're both part of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. So you definitely, it's the 2 + 2 = 5. But again, it's very collegial. The other participants in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week definitely know about Extraordinary Banana Pudding and have tasted it because I've heard this from them. And, you know, that's wonderful. I mean, it helps grow a community. And if you can all help each other out, it's all positive.
And that's how it should be for everyone, not just Black. You know, it should be for everyone. Everyone, small businesses, we all got to look out for each other and take care of each other. That's the way it should be.
Torrin, I agree, but unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way. So when it does, I am happy to highlight it. Now, for Long Beach Black Restaurant Week at Extraordinary Banana Pudding, are you doing anything special? Any special creations just for that period of time?
Yes.
Fill our listeners in, if you will.
Okay, yeah. So we're doing $2 off for anyone that mentions Black Restaurant Week when they come in. We will be giving out, I make a sample cookie, so we'll be giving out sample cookies. I do chocolate and I do carrot. They're amazing. We're putting cookie sandwiches. They're literally phenomenal. You can come in and taste that, and you also can get $2 off of your order if you order 8 ounces anytime.
Tarn, sounds good to me. Now, these cookie sandwiches have my attention. So is this kind of like an ice cream sandwich? So there's a cookie on the top, a cookie on the bottom, and pudding in the middle? You know, give us the food porn description, if you will.
Correct. So I do a carrot and I do a chocolate chip. So basically, I make the two carrot cookies. I mix a little bit of cream and I mix a little bit of pudding as the filling. I put the carrot cookie on one side, the pudding and the cream on one side, and then the other carrot cookie on the other side. It's like a cookie sandwich. It's phenomenal, and it melts in your mouth.
Tarn, next time I'm down in your store, I definitely have to try that. Now that I can graduate just from the regular pudding. Tarn, I know you have a culinary flair to you. Are you basically now developing all the recipes? And is the production facility for the banana pudding in La Mesa, or do you actually do some preparation in Long Beach? Because it's not a huge store.
For sure. So my preparation is not in La Mesa. It's in Scripps Ranch. Which is a little bit past La Mesa. But, yes, we make everything at 5 a.m. in a commercial kitchen, and I send my guy up to Long Beach, and I come down to San Diego, or vice versa. So
wow.
That's how that works.
So, no, you know, yeah. The product is definitely fresh. Now, your line of banana pudding, Tarn, when it's refrigerated, you know, not that it's going to last that long, but I know you don't put a lot of junk in terms of preservatives. What is the shelf life?
The shelf life, without any fruit in it, 5 to 7 days. With fruit, because I have some with fruit. And that's going to be 1 to 4 days.
So So in other words, really, the idea is that you want to enjoy this fresh, and I'm glad that, you know, you provided that information to our listeners just so they know, because, you know, you want something that is wonderful and fresh. Tarn, before we need to say goodbye, because we have listeners in La Mesa as well as in Long Beach, we're specifically talking about Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, but please give us the addresses of both locations, if you would.
Yes. So our La Mesa location is 8257 El Paso Street, La Mesa, California, 91942. And our Long Beach location is 1208 Long Beach Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90813.
Now, Tarn, you're open in Long Beach 7 days. What are the hours?
We're open in Long Beach 6 days. The only days we're closed is Monday. During the week, we're open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and during the weekends, we're open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And, Tarn, just to make sure that I was giving our listeners correct information, when someone comes into the store, in terms of any flavor that's available of the banana pudding, they can try it, correct?
Correct. Any flavor. So if they walk in and say this is their first time, they can say, hey, I wanted to try that flavor. And they can walk in and say, and my manager will grab it and let them try it. Absolutely.
And again, Tarn, when I went in the store, that was my experience, but I just wanted to make sure because, again, I came in there as a regular customer. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Long Beach Black Restaurant Week coming up January 22nd to 29th. To get the list of all the participating restaurants and food entities that are part of this, website's easy. It's blackrestaurantweeklb.com, blackrestaurantweeklb.com. And if you want to try some really good banana pudding in 40 varieties, Tarn was correcting me, be sure to check out Extraordinary Banana Pudding with locations both in Long Beach and La Mesa. Tarn, all good wishes, and I look forward to following your progress. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're cooking with kids with Bree. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.